This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado voters re-elect Governor Jared Polis, U.S. Senator Michael Bennett, and the state's Attorney General and Secretary of State. Most of Colorado's incumbent U.S. House members coasted to re-election. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on how the next Colorado delegation is shaping up.
Democratic Representatives Diana DeGette, Joe Neguse, and Jason Crow are all headed back to Washington, D.C. On the GOP side, incumbents Ken Buck and Doug Lamborn also won re-election by a comfortable margin. There'll be at least two new representatives joining the ranks of the Colorado congressional delegation. One will be Brittany Pedersen, who replaces Democrat Ed Perlmutter to represent the 7th Congressional District. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Still undecided is the outcome in Colorado's District 3. Incumbent Lauren Boebert is in a very close race for re-election, and the state's new 8th Congressional District is still too close to call. Breckenridge is the latest Colorado ski resort to begin the season 2 days ahead of schedule. CPR's Dina Sieg is watching the season get going across the state.
Arapahoe Basin kicked off Colorado's ski season on October 23rd, with Keystone close behind on October 28th. Loveland and Wolf Creek both opened late last week. Following Breckenridge's opening day will be Vail on Friday and Copper Mountain on Monday. A handful more are slated for December, including Aspen Highlands and Sunlight. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The forecast has snow tonight in Vail and Aspen, and much cooler temperatures tomorrow for Colorado Springs and Metro Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.